High waters and mudslides have affected millions of people and left more than 300 dead in Nepal, Bangladesh, and northeastern India. And while floodwaters recede across South Asia, monsoon season is far from over. Extreme weather tied to climate change has made this year's floods more challenging to prepare for, and the rains are expected to continue until September. Swati Gupta is a freelance journalist based in New Delhi, and she's been covering the flooding for CNN International. Swati, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here.
So tell us what happened to the people living in the areas that were most affected.
So all the three countries, which is India, Nepal, and Bangladesh, they do get flooded every year. So all three countries have, you know, procedures where they set up shelter homes for people who have to be evacuated. And there are disaster management services which swing into action a few weeks before because they anticipate the rivers flooding over. And all these people have been evacuated over the past couple of weeks and are now gradually returning back to their homes.
And how are the recovery efforts coming so far? And who's leading the recovery efforts?
So it varies in all three countries. And India has its own disaster management service. So on a national level, as well as on a state level, officials begin by alerting people living in villages and towns that they need to evacuate. And then as the flooding increases, they use small dinghies or boats to take people back to safety.
And we know monsoon season is annual, but why was this past week so bad?
So it was particularly bad, first of all, because the rivers that flow from Nepal to the state of Bihar in India, they started flooding over, and the monsoon has become worse every year with just a little extra rainfall each year, a few centimeters, and the dams are unable to contain the water and they just break. So a part of it has to be climate change is to blame for it. And the second is the management in terms of a lot of construction that is happening, where more and more dams are being built. It basically leads to deforestation in the area. And as the rivers overflow or as it rains a lot, there is nothing that holds the water in. So that causes flooding in these states.
Monsoon season is not over. How are people preparing for the extreme weather expected to come in the rest of the season?
Yeah, so the monsoon is going to go on till, let's say, the end of August. So disaster management forces are still there. And the rains have subsided for now, but they're just waiting for another round of the rains to begin. So people have been alerted already. And as soon as the weather report comes that there is going to be heavy rainfall in a particular district, those people will be evacuated once again. This is an annual affair in the country.
Swati Gupta is a freelance journalist based in New Delhi. Swati, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.